In 1964, there were just three television channels to choose from, two daily newspapers and a few smaller town papers, along with a number of radio stations. And viewers here on three hot nights in July 50 years ago were witness to riots in the streets of the city of Rochester.
The riots grew out of an incident following a street dance at the corner of Joseph Avenue and Nassau Street just before midnight. A policeman had tried to arrest a man for public intoxication. Negroes claimed a canine dog bit one of them, setting off the explosion.
Former radio and television news reporter Warren DeRemus from the 1994 Image World Sound documentary, July 64.
Saturday morning, July 25th, 1964, the headline was Negro Mob Riots Here.
That's how the headline read on the Democrat and Chronicle the day after the riots began 50 years ago. Dick Moss is the investigations editor for the paper and has been with the DNC for nearly 30 years.
We would never use the word Negro now in the headline. It would be black or African American, or it just shows how the language has changed. The change in the language is part of our being more inclusive and trying to cover everybody more fairly.
Armed with your nightclubs, if you stick together, you'll be able to move this mob along.
Jim Blunt is publisher of About Time, a magazine aimed at the black community in America. It started publication in 1972, not long after the riots in Rochester. Blunt recalls the media coverage of the disturbances amounted to shock and awe.
How could this happen? We had a quiet, easy-going town, and all at once we were in the national media, and we're making headlines all over there, not only this country, but the world.
Right there, that's it. Keep moving them out.
Resident scholar in media at St. John Fisher College, Tom Proietti had graduated from Franklin High School the year before. He says there was no voice for the African-American community in the media coverage of the riots in 1964.
There was no leadership and there was no voice, and there was always the image of a young African-American male throwing a rock through a window, or a crowd fighting with a couple of police officers. And it was an us versus them, and the us for white folks was the cops, and them was the African-Americans who were rioting.
The Democrat and Chronicle's Dick Moss agrees much of the paper's coverage in 1964 came from the official point of view.
It was the National Guard point of view. It was the police point of view. You really didn't get the point of view of the people who were participating, or even much of the leaders of the African-American community.
A reporter for Channel 10 at the time, Warren DeRemus, says there was no voice for the African-American community during the riots, but plenty of people were willing to come forward and speak. And he says the media were welcome.
The African-American community depended on broadcasters to tell the story of their woe. And I think we did a pretty good job of it.
Well, now in 2014, how well is the media covering issues of importance to African-Americans? Jim Blunt, the editor of About Time magazine, says things are much improved.
As long as I've been in the business, no question about it. It has improved. I think the local daily newspaper, the DNC, have had more beat writers, more people of African-American descent. They've covered more events in the community.
Blunt believes there is media coverage of issues now that weren't touched in the past. Dick Moss at the Democrat and Chronicle points out the paper is absolutely covering issues now that it wouldn't have touched decades ago. That includes covering issues of concern to real people, not what the government's position is. And just this week, the paper released a package of reports on the history of the riots and where we go from here.
We have more sources in the black community, and we are closer in many ways to that community than we were in the past. Certainly than we were in 1964.
What's it been like out here these last few nights?
Well, it hasn't been pleasant.
Retired radio and TV reporter Warren DeRemus says he's not so sure if there has been greater attention to the life and times of the minority community and whether the amount of coverage and way it's covered has vastly improved. He says there certainly has been reason to do more stories, but that's true all across the United States. But in many respects, he says, they're revisiting the same territory now, 50 years later.
The interesting thing, maybe above all else, is that many of the things that were true then are true and then some today.
Alex Crichton, WXXI News.